Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday morning live group of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Sandy Beach, and I'm an alcoholic. How are you all doing this morning? It's really good to see everybody here this morning. And as we do every week, we want to start out by welcoming anybody who hasn't been here before to the Saturday morning live group. We just hope you get something out of it, hope you enjoy it, and we ask you to keep coming back. And if you're new to AA, if you're just arriving in our fellowship, I just want to tell you that everybody in this room wants you to make it. They've all been through exactly what you're going through right now. We all sat out there at these meetings in the very beginning wondering how we got here and how do you get out of here and why do I feel so nervous and afraid and I don't think I'm going to fit into this outfit and all of those things. And besides, they keep talking about not drinking, and I don't think that's a good plan. And so all of those internal conflict and everything, if you will just stick around, believe us, all of that is going to calm down, and there's a lot of wonderful things in store for you. You just can't see them yet. So take our word for it and disregard your better judgment and stay here. That's what we'd like to tell you. And then later on, you can make the judgment as to whether or not all this is happening or not. It's customary to start our meetings with the preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problems and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We're self-supporting for our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy. Neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And you'll hear that read at just about every meeting, and it serves as a wonderful reminder to all of us exactly what AA is. And what we're all doing here this morning and at about 250 other AA meetings today and every day in the Washington, D.C. area. So there's a lot of meetings, no matter where you live, where you work, in the morning, noon, nighttime, men's meetings, women's meetings, you name it. And so there's just plenty available. We got a couple of announcements to get out of the way before we... Okay, if you haven't been here before, let me say that we run the meeting a little bit different than most of our meetings. It's done in a classroom setting, and we talk about the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you're new, you'll find that most of our other meetings are speaker meetings or discussion meetings, but this type of meeting was started 25 years ago or somewhere in there. And it was the thought that it would be good to have a place where you could go and know ahead of time that somebody who'd been in AA a long time was going to share on the steps. And therefore, you could just sit back and relax, and you wouldn't have to worry about what you were going to say in order to look smart when it was your turn during the discussion meeting or whatever. And so this meeting started, I guess we're coming up on 18 years, somewhere's in there. And we've been doing that ever since. I think the other meetings all go through the steps three at a time, but we shifted over to one at a time. So the format here, and we're on step 12 today, and that'll complete the cycle of the steps. Then we'll have 1 week on the traditions of AA. Then we're going to try this question and answer thing. We'll see whether that works or not. Then we have 2 weeks on the history of AA. We talk about how this amazing organization got started and all the funny stories back in the 30s and 40s. And then we start all over again. And so it takes 15 weeks to run through this whole thing. Being on step 12 today, which is sort of the wrap-up of our whole program, gives me a chance to kind of review the whole package here this morning, so it's a big mouthful to get through talking about our 12th step. But in order to even make a beginning at that, let me just start, because there's always new people in attendance, and tell you a few things about our steps, and then start talking about step 12. I'm sure if you've been in AA even a week, you have seen the steps written down somewhere. Somebody gave you one of these little cards with a serenity prayer and gave you some literature. And everywhere you go, you hear people talking about the steps. And perhaps you've even picked it up and glanced at it and looked at it. And like the rest of us, you probably didn't relate to it at all. You know, you just read it and went, well, that's very interesting, but I've got a lot more pressing problems than this, and I'll get around to that later on. It's very hard to see the relationship between those steps and your own personal situation today. And that's not unusual. That's what happens to all of us. But those steps are Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what this whole program is, are those 12 steps. That is what individual members of Alcoholics Anonymous do in order to stay sober and happy. And you have to have both of those things happen. I'm telling you that right now. If you're new, it is absolutely essential that you get sober and get happy with not drinking. Because if you don't, it's going to be just like being on the wagon. It's very hard to stay sober and miserable for any extended period of time. That's what we did before we got to AA. We tried to just not drink and make a big sacrifice. And we walked around and people would see us and we'd go, I'm not drinking! And you could see the neck muscles and you kept track at all times. You could say, I haven't had a drink in 6 hours. I mean, it was just like a bomb getting ready to go off. And it was Saturday night, and you watching everybody else is drinking, and I'm not, and it was full of self-pity and all that. That just cannot go on for any extended period of time. And so the steps are designed to enable us, through the power of these steps in this program, to not drink and to get very happy and comfortable with not drinking. And that is why they're so important to do. Now, in the very beginning, we just hold on and not drink, and it's tough. But as we start working this program and going to meetings and talking with our sponsors, we will be given this wonderful gift of sobriety. And at first, you may not recognize it as a miracle. You may not even see what has happened because it happens so subtly. But very often, what's going to happen is you've been coming around to these stupid meetings for a couple of months, and you're not even telling anybody you secretly like it a little bit, because that would be uncool. But something is going on, and you sort of have met some people, and they're nice to you, and they seem to understand you, and the more people talk, the more they seem to have had the same problems that you've had. And then something very unusual happens. And maybe you've been coming around 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden it occurs to you that you forgot to worry about drinking last week. You forgot to worry about drinking. It's almost like you had a mental breakdown or something like that. Because you have been obsessing about alcohol for years. And all of a sudden, you forgot to obsess about alcohol last week. You almost feel like writing down, don't forget to obsess about alcohol. I mean, it's such a part of our nature, it's hard to believe that it could be lifted out. But that is exactly what a spiritual solution looks like. Something that has been bothering you for a long time stops bothering you, and you don't understand why. It is very different than the intellectual solutions we've been used to before we came here. We're used to problem solving instead of problem removing. We like to figure things out. We assumed we would